Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Welcome in Purple Daily's comments from YouTube. That was Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, who interviewed for the Vikings job, one of seven candidates for that job that we know about on Sunday. And comments from YouTube, the Viking version, Zolgad and Declan Goff. And Declan, I'm sure that with the GM job open, the coaching job open, and a roster that very much could be and will be in flux, there are plenty of comments coming in from YouTube and elsewhere for us to parse through and hopefully answer questions.
Yeah, this is our comments edition from YouTube. And it's not just YouTube. Tweet at us, message us, send notes on the Score North
app. I figured it wasn't just.
But we usually do like to start with our YouTube channel. So if you're new to us, we are a daily Minnesota Vikings show. This is Purple Daily. Judd Zolgad, sans Phil Mackey. I'm Declan Goff, your executive producer. And we go through your comments, and we're going to go through a bunch of GM candidates here as we record this, of course, on a Monday evening. The Vikings have finished a few interviews that I've been official. John Spartek is one of the first ones off the board, who's quote-unquote my guy, who I've kind of dubbed myself into, because I'm picking and choosing. I know nothing about this.
You change a lot, though.
This is a dartboard. I was playing some cricket over the weekend at the local
watering hole. You blow with the wind on this one.
I've canceled out all the 20s right away, and I'm going with the 20. That's what I'm going with here. Let's kick off with this one from GMAC. GMAC says, I hope there are more candidates that aren't being made public, because this list is pretty underwhelming in my opinion. Four of the seven are defensive coordinators. Guess what I did, Judd Zolgad? I picked this comment just for you, because Judd Zolgad said on Mackey and Judd, our other YouTube channel and Minnesota Sports Show with Phil Mackey, that he's not really impressed with this list, and he's a little worried after they made their first mistakes they can make similar ones. So, Judd, why don't you answer GMAC's question here? Number one, are there more candidates we don't know yet? Because this list to him does seem pretty underwhelming.
It was pointed out to me over the weekend. This list emerged on Saturday. It was pointed out to me, I believe, by our friend Doogie, who we will have for a bonus scoop episode, as we always do on Tuesdays. We'll record that tomorrow, that he didn't think that this was the list. He thought that there was more to come. And there's no question, Declan Goff, there are missing names from this list. Brian Daboll, the Bills. Byron Leftwich, offensive coordinator for the Bucks. There are some names that aren't on this list that you think to yourself, they should be on the list. But you know what? Perhaps they're going to come along. Perhaps the process as we get closer, hopefully to a GM being finalized, will change that. I don't know. I am concerned if this is the list. I don't know that. I would like to know, and I don't really understand why the Vikings wouldn't make it clear what the list is. Like, if there's more names, get it out there. There's more names. Don't worry about it. I also am concerned about the fact that I would like to know what the Wolves are doing, not in the GM search. They have to make that hire. I totally get that. Okay. I would like to know what they're doing, though, in talking to coaching candidates, and like, are they trying to pare this list down to present to a new GM? And if that's the case, I don't like that. Now, if they're saying, Nathaniel Hackett, we really like you, and we don't have a GM yet, but here's our timetable, and we would really like to circle back. Let's have a cup of coffee here via the old Zoom. That's fine. But if they're like trying to make football decisions to tell a GM, here's our four guys, then get out of here. So the points raised with that question or thought are 1,000% right. It's why I would like some more acknowledgement of what they're doing. Because if you say, oh, yeah, no, Judd, we aren't doing that. We got more people on the list. We are going to allow the GM to make the call. Then I'm going to be like, hey, I back off. But if you're going to say, we've done this before and we know football, I'm going to tell you, I don't really like that. So that's what this depends on.
Here we go. Is my mic off now? My mic was off there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
as I now regurgitate everything I just said there. Another comment here. I'll restart. A. Jonesy says, sorry for the YouTube audience there. A. Jones says, I do not like this list. The Wilfs need to be preparing to hire a new GM weeks ago. They need to get on the ball and get the GM done. The GM needs to hire the head coach, not the Wilfs. It's like, here we go again. The Vikings' cursed life goes on. They can't do anything right. Here's what I want to know, and this is where I want someone who knows much more about football, who has been through interviews and stuff before, to possibly join us. If there is no GM in place and this search committee is in place,
yep.
Like, I don't think this happens, but let's say you get the GM and then the GM is hired, but all the coaches that he wanted to interview are gone. So then he just has to pick through what's left. Like, that doesn't seem very fair to me.
But you're not going to hire a coach, I would hope, without input from that person. Like, this is part of the problem, but I am sure not going to say, Nathaniel Hackett, I love you, you're hired, and then right. get, like, we just went through that. The GM and coach have to work hand in hand unless the GM is the caddy completely. So it's not ideal. I think the thing that we're probably not focusing enough on this entire discussion is the fact that the Wilfs were clearly going to retain Rick. And a week ago, Rick was starting to do due diligence and work, Declan, on helping pick his replacement. Something changed. We don't know what. We don't know what, but something changed. And now it's like, oh my God, now we have to find the GM and then we got to find the coach. And I do fear to the point of these questions thus far that has caused a disorganization in the process. And that's bad. But I mean, there is no question that flat out a week ago before, or a week and a half back probably, before Rick was fired, that Rick Spielman was doing work on helping to find his replacement. And now fans might say, well, who wants that? And look, that's fine. Okay. But that's the process that they picked. And then it suddenly in one pivot changed. And so do I have complete confidence that this is being done with an air of, we know what we're doing exactly? I don't. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Raymond says, are they looking at Hackett just to pick his brain and feel him out? And if they really like this guy, go out and get him. Although I still think Peterson's a good fit also.
Yep.
Are you, correct me if I'm wrong here, are they allowed to formally ask Hackett to be their head coach before the Packers play the Niners this weekend?
That's a good question. I don't believe so.
Right.
But. You know, it starts the process, and if they did indeed say he's the guy, I think that they would formally reach out and say, when you're done,
you're
we
it.
Would like to hire you. That's my guess. But yeah, I get your point, and I don't recall of parallels to that, but my guess is that you couldn't say he's our guy. Now, the difference is this. The GMs can leave whenever. So like, if you... If you talk to a playoff involved right now, GM candidate, and said, oh my God, our socks are knocked off, Declan Goff, we love this guy, you can call him up and say, we are going to introduce you as our new GM tomorrow. And the only requirement is he immediately leaves his team. But the league allows that. The coach thing is much more murky and slow. But yeah, so I don't think Hackett could formally be introduced as the coach of the Vikings until the process with the Packers is done.
Yeah. This next comment from our guy Austin here, who's been on Ventline before and tweets at us all the time, and this is where I think it's kind of funny that some people need to see this just to prove that he can be a person. And this isn't me calling out Austin. It's just it represents, I think, a good portion of Vikings fan, including people on our show as well. Austin says, interesting situation that is Vikings fans are in right now when it comes to Hackett. We're going to need to cheer on a Green Bay to make it far so he can be more seasoned coach in the playoffs, and majority fans who are already out on Moore after last night. See, this is where I can't just be out on someone because of one situation in the playoff game. If the Niners go into Lambeau, and they win, whether they kick their ass or they just win by a field goal in the last second. I'm not just automatically out on someone because of that. I'm looking at the whole body of work, and this is where you disagree with me. I do trust the brain trust that's in place to properly ask those questions to figure out the vetting process for the person. That's where I just can't disregard someone over one fiberglass and having just a tunnel vision view over one little thing. I think that's what's so interesting, that so many fans are now just out on Kellen Moore. Number one offense in the league, I'm out. Because he called a quarterback draw, which was a boneheaded decision, but I'm out. I can't do that. If Nathaniel Hackett and the Packers, for whatever reason, get upended by San Francisco, oh, nope, I don't want him. On to the next. Let's look at everything. Let's look at the grand scheme of things. It's not just a one-track mind kind of thing.
First of all, that play call was so bad at such a key time that it's hard for me not to say, what the hell was that? Like, how do you do that? But more importantly, I think that a guy like Kellen Moore would have to prove above and beyond now that he can lead people for sure. Cause his play calling acumen has taken a hit at least. So like if he's just like, well, I'm sort of a shy dude. I try hard, but man, am I good X's and O's. I'm probably like, dude, I saw your game. You ain't that good. You're good, but you're not that good. That Kellen Moore play call and that whole thing is so weird that I would need to look long and hard. It's not the call. As I said, I think earlier today on Purple Daily, it's the timing of said call. Like that is your career move right there, right?
Sure.
You're potentially a Super Bowl team and there is 14 seconds, no timeouts left. What do you do, hot shot? And you're like, yeah, I run a quarterback draw. It's like, what? So anyway, my comeback to you is not everything taken as a potential one-off do I say that guy's out. This one to me is big.
Okay, I got you. I understand. I still think they'll get an interview. I'm curious to see if he gets a job.
I'm curious
what the heck happens here.
Nope, I think you're right.
Steve says the Cowboys actually remind me of the Vikings yesterday. Honestly, I kind of tend to agree with Steve here.
This is a
good offense, right? There's a young coordinator in place. The pieces are in place, You've had regular season success, next to no postseason success, or little to no postseason success, I should say, over the last 15 to 20 years. The Cowboys and Vikings, I know the Cowboys are America's team. Cowboys and Vikings are very similar over the last 20 years.
Well, and I thought the exact same thing as I watched, especially the start of that game. When you're Dallas, home game, right? The place sounded deafening. Like, it sounded really, it was packed and it sounded loud. How do you come out like that? Like, you should be guns a-blazing, right? Like, you should come out. It was sort of that weird Vikings thing where it's like, that's what you got right now?
Mm-hmm.
And to their credit, San Fran came out and played well. I was underwhelmed by the preparation of that team on Sunday. And in the last couple of years, I have been, unfortunately for the Vikings, the last couple of years continually underwhelmed by how they've approached games too. So I think that comparison, just given the mentalities, is actually a really good one.
It is. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities there. Even to the fact of, like, look, Dak Prescott's
a
good quarterback, and he's got some cousins to him.
He's got some Kirk to him.
Kellen Moore seems like a smart offensive coordinator, but he's maybe not all complete there leadership-wise. Mike Zimmer's an established head coach who hired a kid who was completely inexperienced.
Can do a lot of stupid things, too, just like Mike.
This stew of comparison here, it does think work, and it tastes a lot like Cowboys and Vikings. Sam says,
yeah, it's stale.
Little piece of reckless speculation here. I don't have the sounder, but I'll give you the reckless speculation.
Reckless speculation.
There it is, a little acapella. Sam says, Panthers interviewing Kubiak for OC. Are they possibly looking at setting up things for Kirk Cousins?
It's been talked about. I don't think so. I don't think Kirk would encourage, and Clint might not either. I don't think either one is pining to say, I'd love to work with Kirk again, or Kirk, I really hope I get Clint back. I am shocked that the Panthers even talked to this kid, unless they privately said, what's it going to take to get the old man to come off the ranch in Texas? Clint underwhelmed everybody by a lot. And so, yeah, I'm guessing that if Kirk and Clint do not reunite ever again, that it's going to be too soon for both of them. That's my guess.
So here's my guess, which, and it's completely 180 what you think, but I think in the end, you're going to end up agreeing with me here. I don't think Kirk gives a bleep. I genuinely don't think Kirk Cousins, if he gets traded to Carolina, because Clint Kubiak is there, that he'd be against that idea. I think Kirk is just work here guy, and he would have nothing but, oh, you know, me and Clint last year, we got to work together, and he was my quarterback's coach, and we had a lot of time before then. I can see him being completely just, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'm getting my paycheck. I'm still a quarterback in the NFL. I'm excited to lead this new team. I don't think he'd give a bleep if it was Clint Kubiak.
Okay.
Just speaking for him.
Got me. No, no, no. You know what? You might be right.
A couple more here. But Judd, before I get into a couple more of these comments, it was NFL Wild Super Wild Card Weekend.
Super Wild Card Weekend.
And we still get a Monday night affair too. Well, what were you drinking over this over this Super Wild Card Weekend? Because I know what I was drinking. I was showing you my taps.
Oh, yes, exactly right. And you know what, Dex? Right now in this state, and especially with our football team, choices have to be made, right? Mm-hmm. Choices. It's choices. Who's going to be my GM? Who's going to be the coach? But I'm going to tell you one place. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to make a choice because the choice is clear. Surly Furious IPA is the beer for you. I don't care if you're watching Super Wild Card Weekend, super. I don't care if you're watching basketball, hockey, whatever the sport is. The Olympics are coming up. I can tell you right now what you need by your side. The choice is easy. In fact, your first choice, your first round draft pick, Surly Brewing Products, and in particular, the Zolgadian favorite, Furious IPA. That's the choice. So you don't need to say, well, I'm going to conduct a sit-down with this beer tonight. That's not too bad. And then that beer and then this beer. Uh-uh. Surly Furious, it's the only beer that's perfect on the taste buds.
A couple coaching questions and a couple just overarching long-term Vikings questions here on our comments edition of YouTube left. Nenku says, get Harbaugh here or no hire, and we want nothing to do with Packers coaches. Removing for a minute here, Judd, the Jim Harbaugh factor, what do you say to Vikings fans who are against the idea that you'd bring in someone from the Green Bay Packers to potentially run the show?
Why would you be against it if they're going to be your coach? Who cares? If they're good, they're good. Like they're not going to think, oh boy, I can go to the Vikings and sabotage them. I don't care. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. And Nathaniel Hackett, we're all a little spitballing here. We can do some research and read and watch press conference clips and do all this stuff, but really don't know a lot about these guys. And Nathaniel Hackett, as I just thought it was just some dude. Nathaniel Hackett's been around the block and knows what the heck he's doing. Like, especially over the last 48 hours, like, this dude definitely knows what he's doing. He's a well-spoken guy. You saw the clip off the top there. I wouldn't be just against something like that. But no way.
Like, why don't you want it? It's pro sports.
Yep.
Like,
Brett Favre played for the Vikings.
Yeah, Brett Favre did. I mean, the Vikings have brought in at different times in the last 15 years a revolving door of Packers.
Yes.
If they help you, what do you care?
Exactly.
It's not like they live in Green Bay. It's not 1968. Like, these guys don't care. If you pay them, they're going to work their butt off for the team that signs the paycheck. So I just don't. If you really think that, just stop thinking that.
And I will say that I'm sure there's a bunch of Packers fans licking their chops the idea that Mike Zimmer being their DC just to stick it to the Vikings too. Like that is definitely there. That is 100% there.
Yeah, I don't think that team needs Mike's bristling.
I don't think so
personality.
Either.
I don't think they'd like that. I don't think.
But I could
see
it.
That would work.
Slight Mayor says, what's wrong with Brian Flores, Judd? What have you seen from the exit now from Miami? And he was kind of the surprise fire from Black Monday. What do you think is wrong, or why did Brian Flores end up getting canned in Miami?
Well, it sounds like there was a falling out between what Brian believed was best for the Dolphins and what Stephen Ross, who owns the team, did. It sounds like Brian was bristly. Well, we've seen that before. Now he is a Belichick guy, and the majority of Bill guys have failed miserably. Flores did not, but a lot of those guys also are definite, like, my way or the highway. You know, you're going to do what I say. And it sounds like Brian was like that. Now, where I'll defend him is, I'm curious, from the stories that got out after he was fired, who exactly leaked those? Because, like, the Dolphins could have said, let's get in front of this entire story and make him look bad. So I'm hesitant to say, oh, man, he couldn't coach or something. That's probably not fair. But I think the Dolphins are a high-maintenance franchise with a guy that owns them who's a bit out there. And so I think Brian Flores will get a second chance quickly, and I would not be surprised if it's with the Texans, who fired David Culley, I believe, last week. I think Flores and Deshaun Watson, who the Dolphins tried to acquire, are pretty close. So I would expect that there's a good chance that the Texans are going to hire him. And I don't think being a hard-ass football coach gets you fired that quickly ordinarily when you've had the definite success that Flores did in Miami.
He seems like it just seems like the Bears and Brian Flores are gonna link up. I think him or Leslie Frazier, which I know Leslie Frazier and Brian Flores are completely opposite personalities.
Yeah, nothing to like.
but still defensive gurus, and just kind of feel like Chicago Bears football runs through both their minds.
And Les played there.
Yeah.
Super Bowl champion.
Does make a lot
of
sense.
You know what? Good for Les.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great dude. Great. That's high praise.
You don't just
give out praise to athletes and coaches. Yep.
Most of these guys are jerks, but he is a good, good guy. And I will say this. The Vikings had problems during Les's time here. Some of that was on Les. Some was on Spielman. But I would be curious to see if he got what he wanted more with the team. I wouldn't assume he'll fail a second time. He's a smart dude, and I'm guessing he learned a lot. I would like to see Les get one more chance. If that goes sideways, that's probably it. But that Vikings team here that he coached, it was dysfunctional, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Rick chose Ponder. Les chose McNabb, which was terrible. So the Bears, though, be fun to see him at least get a shot with Chicago.
A couple of Vikings roster questions or comments, I should say, to close out here. Isaiah says, got to get rid of Kendricks. Our linebacker depth isn't bad either. I understand why you'd get rid of Kendricks. His play has fallen out. He makes a lot of money. I don't know if the depth is necessarily like encouraging, and I could be completely spitballing here, but to the point of getting rid of him, I think it's, and Eric Eager would be great to explain the wins above replacement and the roster construction and how much, you know, leverage and how much equity you should take in drafting high linebackers. But I think replacing linebackers to find league average guys, Nick Vigil, is easy to do.
Yep.
And that's not to say Nick Vigil is on the same level as Eric Kendricks, because he ain't. Because he's not. But I think finding capable linebackers middle of the draft or guys off the street is easier. And it's not going to be a huge detriment to your team going forward.
Yes. So here's what, as the weeks go on and this team hires a GM and coach, here's what we need to have, Declan Goff. We need to have a list of who's not going. Justin Jefferson, O'Neal, Darisaw. I think Cook is probably safe, but my point is the list of guys who are almost certainly going to be secure are good young players, okay? So look at the contracts. Look at the contracts. Look at the time here. And this regime is going to explore as well who were Zimmer guys, who were Spielman guys. Like, this is all going to play a role in conversations about the magic stew that goes into putting the 2022 Vikings roster together. The guys who they will explore dumping, and they will not dump them all, but they will explore. Thielen, his contract is too much. Jefferson is your, without a doubt, your top guy. KJ Osborne's emerged. There's some talent there, okay? Thielen, Harrison Smith, his contract, too much. And now if these guys say, hey, I'll come way down, that could change it. But I'm just telling you, Danielle Hunter could be gone. Barr is gone. I think Kendricks could be gone. My point is, don't think for one second that the household names are coming back. Some of them will. But if Harrison Smith says, I ain't taking a pay cut, they're going to say, Harry, it's been Light great. Up. Right?
Yeah.
Thielen, same thing. He plays for, and he's good, but for what he brings, he plays a disposable position. He's not your special player there. So the point being is, don't come up with a list of the veterans who you say they're not going anywhere. Come up with a list of the young guys, because those are the guys that are going to be here when training camp starts. The veterans, I think the fan base is in for some unpleasant surprises, because this is how it works.
Yep, and I agree. I think there's going to be potentially your favorite players, Kendricks, Adam Thielen, Harrison Smith, that are probably going to be moved on from. And no one's
pay cuts.
No one is really safe outside of, yeah, the Jefferson, Brian O'Neill, Christian Darrisaw. The writing's on the wall here.
But I've gotten these notes about Kirk now. Well, I mean, you pick on Kirk. I'm like, no, you don't get it. I'm saying a ton of guys are gone. There's nothing beyond the Jeffersons and the young core. When it comes to personnel, and like Mike's gone, Rick's gone, that's good. There's nothing worth saving. Like, you can't do that. No, actually, you can. So I'm not picking on Kirk. I'm saying Kirk is in the lump. He's in the lump of players that are going to be possibly or probably moved. And so that's how this works. That's why you didn't fire your GM and coach to keep players.
Right.
You fired them to turn the roster over. And when Rick was not kept, that took any potential of, well, I do like Kirk. That's gone now. I got a question. Who do you think in TCO, who do you think right now is a Kirk fan? Like a Kirk fan, like, oh, Kirk can't. Or Brzezinski, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I don't know that.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know.
But, I mean, Rick Spielman was probably the advocate for Kirk. Mm-hmm. And look, they respect and I'm sure love Smith. But Zimmer loved Smith. Like, you can't, he can't go anywhere. He's gone now. He's home. Kentucky, yep. Baby. So anyway, this is going to be, there's more to come, and it's going to be surprising and unpopular. Ultimately, it's going to get you to where you need to be.
Absolutely. That's our comments from a YouTube edition, though. And if you like your comment answer, we're going to be bringing this episode kind of now twice a week now that it's the Vikings offseason. So we'll have plenty of your comments. Yes, we do have an on-air production meeting.
Yeah. I'm trying to follow.
I just, it's point and shoot with Judd. And then
I like to rant.
And then the associate producer going, wrap it up.
You wind me up.
Yeah.
You're back. You're like,
it's like old radio days. I'm going to have to play out with a bumper. And then you're still going over the bumper when I have played you the bumper through 60 seconds.
Wait, you know what? In fact, I got a guy here who wants to say bye.
Bye, Mike.
That's right. It's the head coach.
Yep.
Zim.
Thanks, Mike.
You son of a.
For our comments from YouTube edition, that's Judd Zolgad. I'm Declan Goff.
You wish you were Judd Zolgad.
I wish I was Judd. For Daily Minnesota Vikings Entertainment. Hit the subscribe button. We are on Apple, Spotify, ScoreNorth.com. Our secondary channel is ScoreNorth YouTube channel, which has plenty of more conversations on the Vikings as well as Timberwolves and Wild Talk. We'll be back tomorrow. Alex Boone coming at you.
Rhino.